Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Friday. This is the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, we are live on Fox Sports Radio and iHeartRadio and all over our digital. It is great to have you in on a Friday today. Two Warrior stars rush back from injuries. Both get uglier injuries. Said it all week, the body punishes you for impatience every single time. I know a lot of sportscasters drive into work today. They don't want to say it because they feel bad. I was driving into work today and I could hear it in all the radio guys' voices. They don't want to say what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. Toronto won because of injuries. Sorry how that lands in Ottawa. They did. I'm not in the credit business. I'm not giving your team credit. I'm in, that's Visa. That's what MasterCard's in. I'm in the honesty business. Injuries decided the series. I don't care how that lands. Kevin Durant's the best player on the planet. 12 minutes. Klay is a top 12 player. Missed a game. Out last night. Kayvon Looney. First, second guy off the bench. One of their bigs. Played at 50%. And their seven best players, their best player played 12 minutes. Their third best player missed a game in last night's fourth quarter. Their fourth best player, Boogie Cousins, coming off a major injury. Iggy's their sixth best player, left a game early. And Kayvon Looney missed a game. And let's be honest, he was in pain on the floor. This was the injury finals. Five of the top seven guys didn't play, did marginally. I'm sorry. I'm not in the credit business. That's why it's the injury finals. Now, there's things Toronto deserves credit for. Canadians are not known as aggressive people. They're nice. And they went aggressive. They fired the coach of the year. They went and got a rental, letting go of their most popular player ever, DeMar DeRozan. They made a massive move at the trading deadline. They were aggressive, and Canadians aren't. They're not. The Blue Jays, yeah, they go with their farm system. Yankees, Red Sox overpay for people. In the NHL, we've had five different champions fire a coach and win the same year. LA Kings, Penguins, Jersey Devils, St. Louis Blues. Well, that's what we do. We fire coaches. Ah, bad month. Here's a ticket. Thanks for flying United. We're aggressive. Silicon Valley, Wall Street, we fire coaches. Canada turned into us. By the way, your most popular broadcaster is Don Cherry, hyper-aggressive. Canada goes against your natural DNA. Sometimes you got to be a jerk. It's really good. It's therapeutic. It feels great. You were aggressive and you won. But this was all about injuries. You can't take Michael Jordan, Tony Kukoc, Horace Grant, and Luke Longley and say, yeah, they're all banged up. Michael didn't play but 12 minutes. Yeah, Utah would have two rings. That's the way it works. I'm sorry. If Brady doesn't play in the Super Bowl, the Rams are champs. I'm sorry. Here's the second thing. I said it yesterday, and I truly believe it. The dynasty's over. And you can actually look at San Francisco. The San Francisco Giants, they won three titles in 5 years. Then they got old, injured, and they were forced to overpay people. They wanted to take care of the people that took care of them. And you wake up this morning, and they're like the Dodgers' AA farm team. They're terrible. Warriors are getting old. They're injured. Sometimes I think they're tired of each other. And frankly, now they're forced to overpay. Going to have to give Kevin Durant the max if he does stay. You got to take care of Klay. Well, you're not going to take care of Klay? They'll be good. I mean, they won't go off the cliff quite like the Giants, but look across town. Even if they sign Klay, KD, Draymond, and Steph, Steph's on the max. They're going to give Klay the max. KD will get the max. Draymond's a year out. You'll have 130% of your cap and four guys. You'll be old, injured, no bench. I mean, that's what you'll be. And everybody on your roster on load management playing 64 games. Injuries matter. Nobody wants to say it. We feel like jerks. We feel guilty. But you take MJ, Kukoc, Rodman, Horace Grant, Ron Harper. The Utah Jazz and the Phoenix Suns have titles. That's the way the world works. Golden State is, I've never seen a finals like it. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, Steve Kerr is the ultimate, you know, win with class. Steve Kerr's the ultimate win with class guy. Even he said this last night.
It's amazement that that we're sitting in this position, and you just think, how is this group of guys put themselves in position to do it? When Clay goes down and is out for the game, it's just, you know, sort of a, you got to be kidding me. Like, this has to stop. But it's just the way it's gone. I don't know if it's related to five straight seasons of playing 100-plus games and just all the wear and tear, but it's devastating.
Sorry if this is offensive in Vancouver, B.C. Beautiful town. Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, Medicine Hat. I'm sorry, but the injuries decided the series. Kevin Durant played for 12 minutes. Warriors looked unbelievable, scored 34 points. They were in Canada. They look great. He changed the dynamics. He changed all the matchups. Now Mark Gasol becomes a massive liability. When KD's not there, he becomes a big, massive strength. And my prediction is the NBA is going to enter a substantial run, 4 to 5 to 6 years of parity. The Clippers are going to get Kawhi. Lakers will have LeBron and AD and not much else. Houston, Portland, Philly, Boston, Golden State, Milwaukee, Denver, all with a shot to win. Pretty fun, pretty even, lots of parity, and however that falls, it falls. But the dynasty is over. And these dynasties all last about 5 years, and this is no different. We're headed to Parityville. Now, Draymond Green doesn't think so, but Draymond, who was an odd box score last night, a lot of activity, much of it not good, but he thinks they have a substantial back end of this run.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks it's kind of end of us. That's just not smart. We're not done yet. You know, we lost this year. Clearly, just wasn't our year, you know, but it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But, yeah, you know, I hear a lot of that noise. It's the end of a run and all that jazz. I don't see it happening, though. We'll be back.
You will. You'll be back. But Clay won't be back till like, mid-March, and KD won't play and may leave the city. You'll be back. By the way, all the teams will be back next year, but you won't be the Warriors. Let me shift to this. Pelicans prefer to trade Anthony Davis to the Celtics over the Lakers. That's what the headline reads. Doesn't really mean anything because the Pelicans are leaking stories because they have no leverage, and Anthony Davis has already said, I'm going to be a Laker. And so the Pelicans are leaking stories all over the place. Of the many teams next year that I think can win it, and I don't think we'll have a great team in the league, Milwaukee may be the favorite. Golden State will be hobbled. You know, Philadelphia is talented. Lakers will be in the running despite all their dysfunction. Remember this. Money and brands allow you to make a lot of mistakes. The Jacoby Ellsbury contract for the Yankees is as bad as any baseball contract. But that's okay. Seen the Yankees last couple of years? Pretty good. When you have $500 million a year in revenue from your cable TV package, Cincinnati Reds, Seattle Mariners, A's, Orioles, Twins, you can't whiff on a player with a massive contract. Yankees paid Jacoby Ellsbury basically to watch them play for 6 years. Doesn't matter. By the way, Google, you ever heard of Google Glass? That was a whiff. Google takes massive swings. They have a department called like Google X where they just have a department of big swings and they almost all whiff. And Google and Facebook have officially won the internet. The Lakers have made a series of mistakes. Guess what? They're probably going to land AD. And with LeBron and AD, two of the top four players in the league, two of the top five, they'll be a top two team in the West. I mean, Apple, Steve Jobs left, chaos, bad products, 90 days from bankruptcy. Got the right guy in, turned it around, dominate the world. McDonald's. Folks, do you remember McPizza or McHot Dog or McDonald's Spaghetti? The meatless hula burger? Do you remember McLobster that came with its secret McLobster sauce? It comes with a side of salmonella. They used to give you that with a vomit airline bag so you could yak after eating it. McLobster. I'm not joking. Look it up. It has not dented profits. In the NBA, let's be honest about this. Of all the teams next year, of all the stars that line up, LeBron's going to be the first or second best player in the league, and Anthony Davis, the only big who you trust late to hit a free throw, is one of the top five or six. If they don't give up the farm, meaning keep Kyle Kuzma. Vegas this morning has them as favorites to win the West. And they've been in utter dysfunction for 12 months. That is the advantage to the massive brand. That's the big advantage. Apple, McDonald's, McLobster, Google, Yankees, you can screw it up a lot. I mean, Alabama, before Nick Saban, ran through some, like, hysterically bad coaches. Oh, Saban's in. Year and a half later, you don't want to mess with him. And so it's, you know, if you look at the teams next year in the NBA, the six teams will have multiple stars. Warriors will have Steph, Klay, and Draymond. But Klay won't play in the regular season. Sixers have Embiid, Simmons, and Butler. Lakers, LeBron, AD. Rockets, Harden, and an old Chris Paul. OKC, the flawed Westbrook and Paul George. And Dallas has Porzingis and Luka. And then Denver, Milwaukee, Portland, Clippers will all have one star. Lakers probably end up the highest-rated TV product and the co-favorites to win the title with all this mess for the last several years. I mean, LeBron and AD will be the best star duo in the NBA. They will be. And they're going to make that deal in 5 days, maybe sooner. LeBron, you know, LeBron's a top one or two player, rested and healthy. AD's a top five or six player, rested and healthy. So, you know, give the Lakers credit. They've done one thing pretty well in their dysfunction. They've drafted well. Lonzo can play. Brandon can play. Kyle Kuzma was a 27th pick. Josh Hart, a 30th. You know, even D'Angelo Russell, they traded away, made an all-star team. They didn't trade Julius Randle, but had him. He went on to score 19-20 a game this year. They've drafted well. So they do have assets. I mean, it's been, the front office is a barnyard musical. But they got Kyle Kuzma, 27th pick. That's good. That's he's 19 a game at 23, plays defense, never hurt, good leadership qualities. So, you know, it's if AD comes to the Lakers, Vegas this morning says, you're co-favorites. It's not crazy. Apple, Google, Lakers, Yanks. You can make whiffs, and it doesn't bury you forever. All right. You know what, man? Got to be honest with you. That McSpaghetti, I am hungry just talking about it. Lord, McPizza, delicious.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So Kawhi's the first player to win the Finals MVP in both conferences. We never had an NFL guy do that. He's a remarkable player. I think you can make the argument he's the best player in the NBA. KD will be out next year. And you know, LeBron is getting older. I think LeBron will be very good, but Kawhi's the best player because he gives you both sides of the floor. He plays defense. And I don't think it's great for the NBA. I think we're moving into a parity stage, which has never worked. And listen, Brooks Koepka has no personality. It's hurting golf. Mike Trout's great, very quiet. Not great for baseball. It hurt tennis when Pete Sampras and Yvonne Lendl were number one, and it hurt NASCAR when Jimmy Johnson won five straight titles. It hurt the sport. Tim Duncan and the Spurs, people forget this. That was a dud for ratings. Guys like me did not talk the NBA when Tim Duncan ran the NBA. We didn't. I mean, I talked 10% NBA. I now talk 28% NBA. Kareem being number one, the NBA was in trouble. Magic arrived. The NBA exploded. MJ, Shaq, Magic, Kobe. Basketball is a star-driven sport, and when your leading star is basically the equivalent in Hollywood of Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm super talented, but doesn't get me to a theater. Not embraceable, not relatable. Daniel Day shows up every couple years doing a great movie that I don't watch. And he's great. I mean, he's got 3 Best Actor Oscars. Nobody's ever done that. Kawhi's got 2 different teams' finals MVP. That's just, nobody does that. I mean, it's incredible. Embraceable, relatable, fun, interesting. I've never gone home and say, you know, I got to watch My Left Foot again tonight. It's just not the way it works. So I think the NBA is moving into 7 to 8 to 9 teams with a parity, with a shot to win it. LeBron AD would be the new one. And, Bama and Clemson, I've said this before, USC Texas playing for the national title got a 23 rating. That's an NFL playoff game rating. Bama Clemson again next year is going to get a 15. You know, there's fatigue. It's very Southern feeling, which is great if you live, in Nashville. But it's an interesting time. The NBA, their number one player is a guy that is, it's Pete Sampras, who, for the record, was unbelievable. But the sport was bigger when it had McEnroe, Borg, Agassi, and now, Serena and Federer. It drives it. It's more interesting. So I will tell you this, though. I do a segment on Mondays called Colin Right, Colin Wrong. And the reason I keep doing that segment is the wrong part. Is if I did a segment every Monday called Colin's Right, it wouldn't get a number. You'd get tired of it. But, right. John's like, that's what the rest of the week is called. Awesome. But Nick Foles recently beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. Think about that. The Raptors, known as the Cincinnati Bengals of the NFL, the biggest chokers, one star beat the Warriors dynasty. The Raptors are the first NBA champs without a top 14 pick in the modern era. Patrick Mahomes, who couldn't win at Texas Tech, is now the next great quarterback in the NFL. Tiger Woods' career is over. My bad, he won the Masters. March Madness, Texas Tech, Virginia. This was the strangest finals of my life. Generally, in the NBA, best team wins. Not only did the Raptors win, but Fred Van Vliet hit the biggest shots. Out of Wichita State, I believe undrafted. Fred Van Vliet. If I'd have told you a year ago, okay, listen, here's what's going to happen. Raptors not only beat Boston and the Sixers and Milwaukee, they go to the finals. Every Warrior except Steph gets hurt. And Fred Van Vliet outperforms Steph. That's like, he got an MVP vote. Oh, yeah, the expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights. Stanley Cup Finals. Worst team in the NHL in January. St. Louis Blues win the cup. What? Huh? Excuse me. there's a reason we do calling right and wrong. Sports is unbelievable. Fred Van Vliet was money. Was more trustable in the fourth last night than Steph Curry. It's just incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Chris Broussard's my buddy, former New York Times sports writer, Odd Couple with Rob Parker, weekdays 7 to 10 Eastern. It's a great listen, by the way. All right, Clay tears his ACL. Kevin Durant's out for the year. They're going to have to max everybody. I said it yesterday, Chris. If they lost, it felt like the end of a dynasty, and that was before Clay tore his ACL. I didn't think I was being hyperbolic on it. I think they'll be really good next year, but I think the dominant Kobe Shaq-level dynasty stuff is over. Your thoughts?
Well, it's certainly over for next year. As far as them being this team, this Goliath that, let's face it, just about everybody in the league was afraid of, and nobody thought they could be beaten. That's over. Now, I saw Westgate had them, the favorites to win next year. That has to be some sort of computer glitch that they haven't fixed yet. I mean, really? There's no way. Like you said, KD's out all year. Clay will be out most of the year. Now, I'll say this. If Clay comes back and he gets back to 100% by playoff time, I will give Golden State a shot. Like, I think they'll be a contender.
Yeah.
But they can't be the favorite. You know, I think you obviously got the Lakers as a favorite if they get AD. I think wherever Kawhi goes, whether it's Toronto or the Clippers, and then Milwaukee will be in the hunt as well. But, look, they are still going to be a very good team. They bring back Klay. Really, let's look ahead to 2020, you know, 2020-21. With Steph, Klay, if they bring back Draymond, they're still young. I think the thing to watch is this too, Colin. I think Boogie Cousins needs to go back there next season. I don't see any team giving him $20 million, even for like 1 year. I don't necessarily see a team doing that. I think Boogie can play in Golden State next year. He'll be the second option until Klay gets back. He'll be the third option when Klay gets back. He'll average over 20 points a game. They'll win. They'll be a good team. It's a good chance for him to really show people what he can still do and resurrect his image fully. And I think that's a good move for him, and I think that'll help them as a team.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of winners last night. Toronto won last night. The Clippers, I could argue, won because Kawhi won't feel any guilt leaving. He gave the city what they want. Boogie Cousins could have won last night because they now really, really need some size without Kevin Durant,
yep.
To your point. I actually thought LeBron won a little last night. KD's out for the year. Klay's hurt. If they land AD, I mean, of all the duos in the NBA next year, Chris, AD's the fourth best player, LeBron first or second. I think the Lakers are sitting there this morning thinking, despite our dysfunction, we could wake up in 3 days and be co-favorites in the West, could they not?
Well, no question they could. And LeBron, if assuming they get AD, and I think they will, he will win next year. And you're talking about winners. I don't think he was a winner last night, though, because LeBron has created this. There's this narrative following LeBron now that he created that he can't win without superstars. Well, why can Kawhi win without superstars? You know, look, Kawhi showed, in my opinion, the power, the beauty of buying in, the beauty of playing the card you're dealt. So that's what I want LeBron to do next year. Now, if they get Anthony Davis, he'll obviously be happy with the cards he's dealt. But what if they don't? What if they don't get AD? Or what if they get AD and they don't get another big free agent, and it's AD, LeBron, and a bunch of young kids and some of the guys, some, you know, mid-level guys that they signed? Buy in. I want LeBron to buy into Frank Vogel, buy into whatever his team is, and say, I'm the best player in the world. I can lead us to a championship. Don't be out there publicly recruiting and publicly trying to get other guys on your team during the season. Buy into what you have and make your teammates feel like you're with them 100%. That's what Kawhi did. Because, Colin, you never know what could happen. Like, injuries, obviously. What if LeBron had not gotten hurt? If he buys in this year, is it completely out of the question to think they could have been in the Western Conference Finals and maybe beaten a Golden State team without Kevin Durant? So that's what I don't think LeBron was a winner last night, but he could be next year.
You know, people will bang on Steph. He missed that open shot. He did not have good fourth quarter three-point shooting numbers. In fact, let me look at them really, really quickly here. He shot 43% in the second quarter on threes, 42% third quarter, and 32% in the fourth. And, frankly, he looked exhausted by the end. There's a Harden, Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, Steph, where they're unbelievable, but they need a big guy next to them. And, you know, I've been saying this for years. Point guards are fun and flashy and talked about, but they don't lead you to championships. Kyrie's career without LeBron is mostly average movies, injuries, and nonsense. I mean, what do you take from Steph in the series? Do we think less of him, more of him? Because he didn't have good fourth quarter stuff.
Well, personally, I loved Uncle Drew, so just a little correction there. But you're right. There have only been two normal-sized point guards. I'm taking Magic Johnson out of this. Normal-sized point guards that have led teams to championships, that's Isaiah Thomas and Steph Curry, in 2015. I still consider Steph a top 20 player of all time.
Yeah.
I still think this narrative that he doesn't show up and play well in the finals is overblown. I still think you should have won the finals MVP in 2015.
Yeah.
That said, there is no question, there's no denying that he has yet to take over an NBA finals.
Yeah.
He just hasn't done it. And this was the year. Now, when Klay goes down, no, I don't expect him to lead them to the title without Klay.
Right.
I think he could do it without KD, but I don't think he could do it without Klay. And that shot at the end of the game last night, it's a tough shot. I mean, you know, most guys don't make that, but we've seen guys step up in those moments. Ray Allen, Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr, and others. And the best shooter of all time, Steph, it was a decent look.
Yeah.
I know Ibaka was flying at him, but it's a decent look. And Steph did miss. You read the numbers. His shooting in the fourth quarter did go way down. So it is a bit disappointing from that standpoint for Steph. But he's still writing this narrative. And if he can, you know, he does need to have just that total final series where he owns it.
Chris Broussard, we'll talk to you. I'm going on vacation next week, but when I come back, it'll be all sorts of free agent signings. Oh. Love you. You and Rob are great on radio, Fox Sports Radio. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, my man. See you.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
So Steph Curry last night missed more important shots than an anti-vaxxer. All right, that's my bad Friday joke. Listen, Steph got a pretty good look. 8 seconds left and missed. After Klay Thompson left the game in the third quarter, Steph scored just 4 points. 1-for-6 on field goals. Drew the collar. 0-for-4 from three-point range. He was outscored by Draymond, Iggy, and Cousins. For the record, all six games, teams that had more threes won the game. Steph is a small guy, took a beating. I think he looked worn down and generally did in the series later in games. You throw bodies at him, especially when Klay gets hurt, Durant gets hurt, Iggy's hurt. You can throw more bodies at Steph. He shot 43% in the second quarter on threes, 42% in the third quarter on threes, and 32% on the fourth quarter on threes. And that's why he recruited Kevin Durant, and that's okay. Steph needs KD, a big athlete next to him. And that's okay. And Kyrie's career without LeBron is a bunch of nonsense. Magicians need assistance. The art of distraction. And that's what KD is. Oh, got a double KD. Steph's more open. The art of distraction. When KD and Klay are out, you're just throwing too much length and too many people at Steph. And he's a smaller athlete. Single guys die sooner than married guys. Companionship helps. It's okay. Point guards do not win titles. It's why I like Zion over Ja Morant. Bigger, stronger guy. Steph Curry, Westbrook, Harden, wear down. And Steph is generally, I would say, the exception of what we think of point guards. But he really isn't. He's a smaller guy. And like Harden, who looked tired this year, and like Westbrook, who unravels, and like Kyrie, injuries. Look at his career without LeBron. The magician assistant is the art of distraction, and that's what the big next to you does. That's why I like Zion over Ja Morant. If you go look, this is an interesting stat. 18 years, we went back and looked at go-ahead field goal attempts in the playoffs in the last 24 seconds of the fourth quarter overtime. So last shot stuff. You know who shoots the best percentage? LeBron James, 43%. Also in there, Durant, big guy, Paul Pierce, forward, Kobe Bryant, big guard. You know who's last? Westbrook's 0-for-7. Oh, wait, Curry's 0-for-9. Oh, wait, Harden's 1-for-9. I get Slam Magazine doing pieces, and I get them selling shoes. And I get Ja Morant's exciting, but these seasons are long. And little guys look worn down. Little guys need a big guy. Kawhi doesn't need a little guy. But little guys need a big. They need the magician's assistant. They need distractions. I don't want to use the term luck, so I won't with the Raptors. I will use good fortune. These things had to happen for the Toronto Raptors to win the championship. LeBron had to leave the East. Kyrie Irving had to implode the Celtics. Leading 2-1, Philadelphia's Joel Embiid got hurt and then sick. They needed four amazing bounces to beat Philly in Game 7. And the Warriors had to fall apart physically. I won't say luck. I will say good fortune. But I will give the Raptors major credit for something that is not in Canada's DNA. They were hyper-aggressive. And we think a lot of things of Canada. We're the aggressive country. They're the nice country. We're the landlords. They live in the apartment above us, and they're really nice. They bring us fresh-cut flowers all the time and baked cookies. They're really nice. Toronto wasn't. They fired the coach of the year. Fired him. Here's your award. Here's your pink slip. DeMar DeRozan, beloved in the city. Sorry. Out. Can't win with you. That's harsh. Mm-hmm. Let's go get Kawhi, better player. Trading deadline. Marc Gasol, moving pieces. Okay, that they were rewarded for being aggressive, cold, and calculated. And by the way, it works in hockey. St. Louis Blues, L.A. Kings, Jersey Devils, Penguins, fire head coach during the season, win the cup. It works. American League East, Red Sox, Yanks, aggressive. Blue Jays, we got a nice farm system. Doesn't work. Aggressive wins. It wins in politics. I mean, it's like I was talking to somebody last night. I'm not a big Trump fan, but I was talking to somebody last night, and he said, you know, Trump figured out there's a big swath of people in America, most in the middle of it, that feel overlooked. He connected with them, put on a red hat. He's aggressive to a fault, turns off the media. But I got news for you. You better find somebody aggressive on the Democratic side, and my guess it's Biden. Not all these super young, cool, lit. You better get the old aggressive Biden who will take shots at him. It works everywhere. And by the way, here's a very American move. The Raptors have a great GM, Masai Ujiri. Washington Wizards are offering him $10 million a year to come rebuild their franchise. That's very domestic. That's very American. And it works. I was reading a story the other day about cannabis production. America's dominating North America. Canada, too nice. Lots of regulations protecting everybody. Overregulated. America's like, yeah, people want to get high. Let's sell it. Get aggressive. Toronto went against their natural DNA, and they were cold and harsh and abrupt, and it worked. It worked. I mean, they even went to a box and won. Let's just go shadow Steph Curry. This is an obnoxious high school defense. I like it. By the way, it is last night's rating. Can we double check on this? Got a 13.2, which is, it's fine. You can't count Toronto in the ratings. So just not to bore you with this, but you can't count any city in our ratings in Canada. So the overall average of this series, not counting Toronto, you can't, was 11.2. You know, if Boston's in, Philly, Milwaukee, you get a 12. For the record, the NBA Finals generally average somewhere between an 11.5 and a 12.5, and this landed at 11.2. The four Warrior-Cavs series averaged about an 11.5, and this was an 11.2, counting only one U.S. city. So that's fine. No LeBron, KD 12 minutes, and boring Kawhi. So it's right where it should be. If you'd have guessed me, if I'd have guessed where it was going to average, I'd have said 11.5, and it got this morning at 11.2. So the doomsday crowd's going to be disappointed. By the way, it outdrew LeBron in the finals in last year's clinching game. So, you know, when it comes to all these ratings, it has never really changed in my life. To be honest with you, not much. Baseball's not as popular as it used to be, but it's still lucrative. But the first tier of sports in America is NFL, World Cup, and the Olympics. Those dominate ratings. The next group is college football, NBA, World Series. Very solid, but not in the first class. And the third is kind of niche stuff. Hockey, motorsports, tennis, golf, majors. But those are the three rungs. So, and college football, the NBA, and the World Series, the middle rung are very dependent on who's playing. USC, Texas gets a huge number of college football. Two Southern teams, not as big. World Series, Cubs, Yankees, monster numbers. You know, Cleveland against somebody else, not as much. NBA, a Canadian team, you know, is not going to get a number that the Boston Celtics and the Warriors would get. That'd be 12s, 13s. So none of this stuff ever changes. There's always the doomsday crowd. I do think going forward you are going to see, I don't think it's great for the ratings, but the league will be fine. It's a global league. You're going to see more parity over the next 7-8 years, potentially. I don't see a super team. I do think if Golden State, I mean, here's what could happen. For a year, Golden State will be good. But if they did decide, let's just sign KD to a max for 5 years, then in 1 year, KD, Steph, Clay, Draymond, not much of a bench, but they'd still have 4 stars, 3.5 stars. I don't, you know, according to reports, KD's leaving. I still think it's a mistake. I'll say it again. I think Kevin Durant taking less money, going to a worse owner, and a bad roster is a terrible mistake. As his agent, I could never, ever. It's not just one thing, less money. It's less money, worse owner, bad roster. 3 for 3. There's no way if I was KD, I'd go. No way. So if KD re-signs with the Warriors, if he decided to do that, next year would be bumpy because he doesn't play. But the following year, then the Warriors would kind of, you know, stay on track. I do think the injury really, it's crazy. I never felt Kawhi was coming or going based on a title. Kawhi, you can make the argument, Kawhi this morning, never easier to leave Canada. They're still in this fog of the title. You could just leave the back door, announce tomorrow I'm leaving, and they're celebrating for 6 months. There's no guilt at all. Everybody said if they win, he'll stay. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. If you were going to divorce somebody, wouldn't it feel better and be easier if the week before you were going to divorce them, you won $10 million in a lottery and you could give her five or give him five and you're like, no guilt, I'm out. I mean, wouldn't that feel better? Instead of you're both going to struggle? Like Kawhi won. It's like, congrats. I'm a California kid. I think there's no guilt. I think it's harder if you lose by a point and you know you return everybody. And Kevin Durant's hurt and you know Warriors won't be as good. Then I think it's tough. Then I think it's, wait, we lost in game 7 by a point. Klay won't be back till March. KD won't play. I'm coming back and winning a title. That's tough. This is easy. It is always easier because there's always, you know, there's natural guilt. I mean, Kawhi Leonard would announce it today. He could announce it this morning. But, you know, there's a guilt. Canadians are nice. They treated you like gold. It's easier walking away, giving somebody something. Here, I'm getting a divorce. I just won the Powerball. Here's $100 million. I'm leaving. You don't feel as bad. So, but the Durant thing, so I don't think Kawhi winning or losing means anything. The Durant injury, I just can't imagine hobbling to New York to a bad roster, crossing your fingers they can get a second star. What an awful way for him to end his career. Look at how much LeBron struggled, and that's with Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo, three guys that can actually play. Lakers have actually drafted well. You had Porzingis, you let him go. Now you got kooky Dennis Smith Jr., who nobody wants to play with. That Knick roster's a mess. They got picks, but they got no players.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Been saying this all week. I'm a radio guy at heart. Kid, my small town, Washington State, sat in the roof of our Frank Lloyd Wright house, AM transistor radio, heard Vin Scully when I was 7 years old, and then listened to Larry King. So I was always a radio guy, and it just so happened in my radio business, I went syndicated, and then syndicated became simulcast. And so now I do a TV show and a radio show simultaneously, but because it's simulcast on TV, I don't take calls. But last couple of days I've been here. I'm taking next week off. Following week I'll be in the studio for a couple of days, and it's a pretty amazing place. I'm a radio nerd. I've read every book on, you know, radio, and Casey Kasem did his shows here. We honored him yesterday. Rush Limbaugh did shows here. Romy did shows here. And I thought, I don't take calls anymore. In honor of kind of the radio station I'm at, the headquarters of Premier Radio Networks here in Los Angeles, you can make an argument this is the studio of note for the radio company of note in America. And I was not just a radio fan. I was an AM radio junkie. A lot of people were listening to music. Yeah, I was listening to AM and some Casey Kasem. So I thought my last segment today, this week, before I go on vacation, I take some calls just to sort of kind of give my respect to radio and, you know, just feel like a radio guy once again. So let's go to Jim in Orange County, California, down the road an hour from here. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Colin. It's the Fast Mac, the Pimp in the Box, ready to go. How great is this? The Herd in the Jungle, where everything in radio originally started.
Yeah.
How great is that?
That is...
Without me, radio doesn't exist. Think about that for a second. Now, I know you're doing a big show on a Friday. You are packed. But that's just about every show for you. It's incredible. I know you talk 28% about the NBA. That's a great number. 62% about the NFL, but college football is regional. Dude knows exactly how to go by the numbers. Great job.
You know, it's your branding.
Colin, I wasn't done. That was just a pause. You might be one of these guys who tries to fill the airtime and talk incessantly, but I'm the type of person who needs some time to turn the page to get to my next note.
Come on. Stop it.
Huge.
Stop.
Huge
it.
Facts showing this bit is fairly old.
Okay.
Maybe it's an email that I printed out. Hold on a second. Dear Colin, I don't know how I get your emails, by the way. Dear Colin, what is up with using callers to carry your show?
Come on!
That is not cool. You should not stoop to that level. Cowherd, I'd make fun of your name, but it's already there.
All right, let's go to our next call. John in Oakland, California. What up, John?
I'll tell you what, man. I've been listening to the show a little bit. You think I'm a TV personality. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I love television. I love football, and I love what's going on in the Hard Knocks, man. We got Vontaze Burfict. We got Richie Incognito. We got more dangerous guys than they do on Oz, man.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. A, B, D, C. You know why we skipped to C? Derek Carr to Antonio Brown? Because we're an A-level organization,
yeah,
man. That's what it's all about. You're going to see it happen. Hard Knocks, behind the scenes. Going to be even better than you imagine, man.
Well, you know, the thing is, John, I thought you were a great TV personality, but you took 10 years off. You seem a little disorganized.
Tell you what, man, what I like to do is set the table. I'm kind of like a ninja. You don't know what's happening. All of a sudden, bang, I'm right in there, and we're going to be scaring the league. We're going to be running Spider 2 Y Banana, Spider 3 Y Banana, Spider 4 Y Banana. We're going to do a 4 quarterback, 5 fullback set. You're not going to see the likes of anything like this before. We're changing the offense in the NFL, man. And then we're going to trade everybody. We're going to trade everybody. Then we're going to trade back for other guys. And then we're going to spend more money, man. I've been listening to the show. I know exactly what you're talking about.
John in Oakland, I do appreciate that. One more call. Let's couple more. Charles in Atlanta. Charles, go ahead.
Listen, I don't know what's going on right now, but I've been listening to the last couple of callers, and these guys are crazy. And what's even crazier is that the NBA is now Canada's game. That's ridiculous when you think about everything that's going on. Kyle Lowry became a superstar. You're looking for guys to step it up, and that's exactly what happened. And now the biggest star in the NBA is basically a mime. That's crazy. When your biggest pitch man is a guy who doesn't talk and has a funny laugh, that's going to be very scary for the league. Might as well go back to silent movies, because this is going to be very, very interesting, and it's changing the league to be quiet and carry a big stick. That's what I think is the NBA is going to be very, very special this year.
Charles, you sound so familiar. You know, what are you doing in Atlanta?
What do I do? Anything I want. I own this city.
All right. Well, let's go to one more call. Let's go to Frank in Los Angeles. Frank, what's up?
Hey, Colin, been listening to the show. I think everybody's kind of figured it out by now. We've kind of run through the classics.
Oh, Frank Caliendo.
Hello.
How are you?
I almost started the Jim Rome segment, if it had been me doing it, I almost would have started with the, this is the Herd.
By the way, you're going to get me in trouble because I don't know Jim, and I've met him twice. He's been very gracious. He's been very kind, and he really opened the door for a lot of schmucks like me. So if Romy hears this and is pissed, I'm gonna throw it all at you, Caliendo.
You know what? Blame it 100% on me. I have no problem with it. I actually think he's one of the greatest and most fun. I used to travel around the country, and he was, at the time, one of the guys who was on every radio station,
yeah,
like you were talking about, AM. And he was one of those guys that, for me, was on every station around the country,
yeah,
even in the smaller markets. So, but yeah, that's what I do. I make fun and be silly with people, and then people call me short, so it's all good.
Hey, now, by the way, pump some stuff up, because you were very gracious to take time today. Give me your sets, your dates. What are you doing?
FrankOnStage.com gets you all the information for shows that are coming up. This week I'm doing a show on Father's Day in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. Monday will be Cincinnati Funny Bone. Tuesday is Cleveland Hilarities. That's sold out already. And then Wednesday is the Toledo Funny Bone. So that's this coming week. FrankOnStage.com for tickets. And also in July, the West Palm Beach Improv. Around middle there. That's one of the best clubs in the country.
Yes,
all these are really nice clubs.
Yeah,
only play the best. I almost went Trump on you. I only play the best clubs, Colin. They're tremendous clubs, and I'm a tremendous performer. And dude did not get political with that, so don't get worried, audience. Colin does not talk politics. He talks about sports. Because that's what you're looking for. Pay attention.
Frank Caliendo. Let's hear it for Frank Caliendo. Thank you, Frank. We love you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Very, very funny. We do love Gruden, who I know, Barkley. I don't know Jim well, but all out of respect and love and admiration. And even my bad Casey Kasem impersonation yesterday. It's been a really fun week. And, I always feel about impersonations. It's actually the greatest. I impersonate Keith Jackson and Vin Scully because I listened to them and they were so unique that I can hear Vin Scully in my sleep. So always done out of admiration, love, and respect. And we hope you have a great weekend. It is, let me give you a little update on this. Justin Rose, 8 under, is 3 ahead. Ricky Fowler, Aaron Wise, Xander Schauffele. I don't know much about him. What was his name?
Xander Schauffele.
I don't know much about him. All right. I'm going to watch a lot of U.S. Open this weekend. It's just a great golf tournament. I'm telling you, man, it's art. It's a beautiful course. Absolutely beautiful course. And U.S. Opens are just enough trouble that you can really blow a lead. You can have a three-stroke lead, and you end up in that hay. And if you don't have a goat to clear it out for you, you're done. You can get in all sorts of trouble at the U.S. Open. All right, next week I'm taking off. Gottlieb's in for me. Lakers will trade for Anthony Davis. That'll happen during the course of the week. So Doug Gottlieb's in for me. I'm going to take my summer a week off with my son and some friends and go whitewater raft and inner tube and do fun stuff. This is The Herd.